Unit 4A, Population in India. 871, Unit 4A, Population in India. 4A.1, Objectives. 4A.2, Introduction. 4A.3, Population in India, Size and Growth Rate. 4A.4, Death Rate. 4A.5, High Birth Rate. 4A.6, Census of Population, 2001. 4A.1, Objectives. By studying this unit, a student is able to have information regarding number 1, size and growth of population in India, number 2, census of population of 2001, number 3, birth rates and death rates. 4A.2, Introduction. In Unit 4, you have studied about the population in India. While writing Unit 4, information about the size and growth of population was not written by oversight. This additional material provides the needed information. The growing size of population and trends in birth rate, death rate and density of population are studied in this unit. By understanding the size, it is possible to relate the size of population to economic development in the country. 4A.3, Population in India, Size and Growth Rate. India ranks second in the world, next only to China, as regards the size of population. India's landscape is just 2.4% of the total world area, but India's population is 16.8% of the world population. India accounted for 19.7% of the estimated population of developing countries in 2000. So there is high pressure of population on land in India. India's population, according to Census of Population 2001, was 102.7 crores. In a period of 100 years, population has increased by 78.87 crores. Population in India has not increased in a uniform rate. 872. There is a table which has the columns as census, year, next column, population in crores, next column, average annual growth rate in percentage, next column, density of population. In the census year 1901, population in crores was 23.83 crores. Average annual growth rate, which is in percentage, was 0.30%. Density of population, 77. Census year, 1911. Population in crores, 25.20. Under average annual growth rate, 0.50. Density of population, 82. In census year, 1921, the population in crores was 25.12. Growth rate, -0.03. Density of population, 81. Census year 1931, population in crores 27.89, average annual growth rate 1.06, density of population, 90. Census year 1941, population in crores 31.85, average annual growth rate 1.34, density of population, 103. Census year 1951, population in crores 36.10, average annual growth rate 1.26, density of population 117. Census year 1961, population in crores 43.91, average annual growth rate 1.98, density of population 142. Census year 1971, population in crores 54.82, average annual growth rate 2.20, density of population 178. Census year 1981, population in crores 68.52, average annual growth rate 2.25, density of population 216. Census year 1991, population in crores 84.63, average annual growth rate 2.14%, density of population 274. Census year 2001, population in crores 102.70, average annual growth rate 1.93, density of population 324. That is the table given. The rate of inter-census population growth was less than 0.6% per annum during 1891 to 1911. In 1911 to 1921, it was negative. The recurrence of epidemic famine resulted in slower growth. Between 1921 to 1951, population growth fluctuated between 1.06 and 1.35% per annum. Since independence, there has been a decline in the mortality rate due to control of epidemics and improved medical facilities. The actual rate of population growth was 1.98% in 1951 to 61. Between 1961 to 71, the growth rate was 2.2%. Between 1971 to 81, it remained similar. Between 1981 to 91, the growth rate of population was 2.14%. Between 1991 to 2001, the rate of growth of population remained at 1.93%. India is said to be in the second stage of demographic transition. 4A.4 Death rates. Population trends depends on birth rate, death rate and migration. But migration is not an important factor in India. So the trends in birth rate and death rates have to be examined. Table for crude birth and death rates 1901 to 1999. The columns are year, birth rate per thousand and the death rate. There is no data for 1901. 1911, birth rate per thousand 49.2, death rate 42.6. 1921, birth rate per thousand 48.1, death rate 47.2. 1931, birth rate per thousand is 46.4, the death rate is 36.3. 1941, birth rate per thousand 45.2, death rate is 31.2. 1951, birth rate per thousand was 39.9, death rate was 27.4. 1961, birth rate per thousand was 40.9, death rate was 22.8. 1971, birth rate per thousand was 41.1, death rate was 18.9. 1981, birth rate per thousand was 33.9 and death rate was 12.5. 1991, birth rate per thousand was 29.5, death rate was 9.8. 1991, birth rate per thousand was 26.1, death rate was 8.7. The table shows a small decline in birth rate since 1981. Death rate has declined significantly to 8.7 in 1999. Improved medical facilities and checked epidemics resulted in reducing death rate. Infant mortality rate has also declined. It has come down from 218 to 70. Smallpox, which took a heavy toll, has been completely eradicated. Maternal mortality has also declined. Page 73, 4A.5, High Birth Rate, 2001. Birth rate has declined at all India level. In states of Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Goa, the decline in birth rate is significant. In other states, birth rate still remains high. It was difficult to bring down the birth rate because large family was favored. Only of late, small family norm has been accepted. Population has a tendency to increase as long as people do not develop a scientific attitude towards family and family planning. People's attitude towards marriage, family and birth of a child must change before birth rate is drastically reduced. 4A.6 Census of Population. According to Census of Population 2001, the size of population in India was 1.27 crores. The percentage growth of population was 13.31% in 1951. In 1971, it was 24.8. This was the highest percentage growth. Between 1991 and 2001, the percentage of growth was 21.34. Percentage of child population, that is age group 0 to 6 to total population in 2001 was 15.42 of the total population. Density of population is the number of people per square kilometer. It was 117 in 1951, but it rose to 324 in 2001. Density is the highest in Delhi city with 9,294. In Arunachal Pradesh, it is lowest, namely minus 13. Trend in sex ratio shows that the number of females per thousand males is declining in India. It was 941 in 1961. It came down to 933 in 2001. The sex ratio in the age group of 0 to 6 population shows a decline of female by 18. Literate population has increased between 91 to 2000. The percentage increase was 56.8 and percentage increase in literate male and female were 47.1 and 73.9 respectively. Birth rate in 2000 was 26.1. In rural areas, birth rate was 27.6 and in urban areas, birth rate was 20.8. Death rate in 2000 was 8.7. Of this, death rate in rural, it was 9.4 and in urban, the rate was 6.3. Between 1991 to 2001, the natural growth rate was 17.4. In rural areas, the growth rate was 18.2. And in urban, it was 14.5. Kinsley Davis, an outstanding demographer, in 1950 thought that population in India would be 790 million in 2000. Tim Dyson, another noted demographer, made a projection for 2000 at a level of 1,011 million. US Bureau of Census in 1986 projected, and this projection is very near to the actual population of India. The annual growth rate of population between 1991 to 2001 was 1.93%. The annual growth rate is high in states like Bihar, but in southern states it is small. 2001 census depicts a small aspect. Overall sex ratio has declined. There is north-south disparities in terms of birth rate, death rate. There is demographic imbalance and should be a cause of concern for politicians and policy makers, planners and administrators. Page 74, 48.7. Questions. Question number 1. Bring out the salient features of census of population 2001. Question number 2. Examine the size and growth of population in India.